Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's episode, I wanted to share my next big travel project. As I record this, I'm in the process of packing up and getting ready to fly across the Pacific Ocean for my next big adventure. And this year so far, I've had my project to learn some Malay, travel Malaysia. I made it to my 50th country, and then I was reactivating my Mandarin in Taiwan. So with all that behind me, it's time for even deeper travels, but this time using one of my best languages, Spanish. So I'm, of course, going to Mexico. In previous visits to Mexico, I've managed to go to all the states south and east of Mexico City, as well as a few nearby. And this time I'm going to be adding several more, starting from the north and working my way down and going a little west. I'll be in Mexico for over 2 months total, and this will hopefully bring my total number of states visited up to about 20. This is essentially two-thirds of where I need to have been to visit the entire country. So I'm going to leave the final 10 or so for future visits. And for those following me for a while, you'll notice that this has become a theme of my travels lately. Now that I've got the big 50 countries under my belt, I don't really need to push that number any higher beyond maybe another country a year or something. But what I am prioritizing is to make sure that the countries I do visit, I do so as deeply as possible. And that's why I've been to all 48 contiguous states of the US, all states of Brazil, all provinces of South Korea, all counties of Ireland, and last year I went to multiple completely different major islands of Indonesia. And as I mentioned in the previous episode, I feel like those of us who are privileged enough to be able to engineer our lifestyles into working online so that we can explore the world really need to do so much better than simply visiting the capital city or the most popular destinations of the country. So the people I've met, the experiences I've had, and the depth of understanding I've gained from exploring the countries I mentioned as deep as I have completely transformed my travel experience, and it's definitely something I want to continue. So now I am aware that Mexico was in the news recently about some unrest, but I'm not going to go to the states that are notoriously dangerous quite yet. In fact, I'll probably wait a long time, maybe even as much as a decade or so, until things calm down for me to truly finish this project. But I spread my visits out to places like Brazil and the US. Both took me over 20 years of intermittent visits to go to all of those states. So this slow and steady approach is nothing new to me. And since I'll be off the beaten track for this trip, I'll, of course, be mindful of where I go. So, you know, when I'm in places like Taiwan or South Korea, I go out of my way to actually intentionally get lost when I'm in new cities, wander in a random direction and not really have a clue where I end up, since those countries are extremely safe and it's totally fine to do that. But I'm a lot more conscious when I'm in places like Latin America about precisely what I do and where I go. I'm also going to be in Mexico during the World Cup, which is co-hosted with the US and Canada. But spending time in those two countries, especially the cities during the event, is way more expensive. I'm sure some of you have seen on the news the kind of price hikes that are happening, especially in the United States when it comes to hosting the World Cup. But I won't have to deal with that as much in Mexico, and I won't even be attending any of the games. But I did want to make sure to time my visit specifically to Guadalajara such that I'm there while a World Cup match takes place in its stadium, just so I can experience the general vibe in the city. But I'm going to be doing this while making sure that I arrive and leave with a very big buffer before and after that match, so I'm avoiding the chaos of World Cup travels. And language-wise, Spanish is, of course, among my best languages since I have a C2 mastery diploma in it, and I've spent considerable time in multiple Spanish-speaking countries. But despite this, Mexico itself still has so much unique vocabulary and slang that I really have a lot to learn before I can be truly comfortable in all conversations. So this will be a chance to vastly improve that specific dialect of my Spanish, as well as seeing how the sub-dialects of Mexican Spanish differ between the various states. So I've got my work cut out for me there. I'd be studying Mexican Spanish specific vocabulary and making sure, of course, that I'm speaking to locals as much as possible so I can expand my Spanish knowledge and understanding, especially in a way that helps me get to know Mexico better. But despite this, Spanish still is one of my better languages, so it's going to be great to find me back to using one of the languages I can communicate best in, especially for a deep travel project like this. I am really excited and I can't wait for this big Mexico adventure. So of course, I'll be sharing my updates here on the podcast as always, and you'll find lots of images and video updates on my social media accounts. So make sure to check that out in the description of the podcast. I'll leave lots of links so you know how to find me. I have my specific Spanish accounts, and remember, that's a trick that I tell people very often. If you want to really get good immersion in language and you happen to be somebody who likes using social media, you can very quickly switch between accounts. So I'll be switching to my, it's called Irlandesastre. It's the name of my Spanish account, both on Instagram and TikTok. And I'm going to be switching into that and, you know, following people and watching videos as a kind of virtual immersion added to my more specific in-country immersion. So you can follow me on those accounts if you happen to speak Spanish yourself and see how I'm doing. So that's everything for now. Thanks as always for listening. And until next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.